In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the new Coptic year, and the first gospel that we hear it in this blessed year, we hear this verse. The Lord is witnessing about St. John the Baptist, saying about him, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. And of course, the Church in its wisdom did not arrange for us these readings for no reason. If we today we are to start the year, the Church is putting before our attention an example, a person that the Lord himself said about him, he was the greatest prophet born of women. Then what was the reason? This is the question that we are going to meditate on today. What is the recipe that made this man the greatest prophet born of women? If we can summarize St. John the Baptist in being an example of something, then he is an example and model of diligence and seriousness. He was such a serious man. In all of his life, he was dedicated to what he was sent for, to what he believed that this is my mission. He gave us the example of seriousness. And we hear in the Old Testament, God is encouraging us to seek him with diligence and seriousness. We hear in the book of Proverbs, King Solomon says, the lazy man does not roast what he took in hunting, but diligence is man's precious possession. If I only have diligence, I have a precious possession. If I lack diligence and seriousness, I will never be able to reap success. Even on the level of our day-to-day living, we know that unless we take things seriously, we will never be able to succeed and prosper. It's the same also applied on St. John the Baptist and applied on our day-to-day life. How St. John the Baptist was the example in seriousness? First of all, he was serious in the content of the message that he delivered to the people. He said to them in a very, very apparently harsh language, brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come. Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. Who in these days, among all the preachers whom we might listen to, is able to face the people and confront them with a message of this seriousness and this harshness? He was rebuking them very harshly and making them to confront reality. If you do not come with repentance and fruits of repentance, then whatever you are doing is in vain. He was very serious in delivering a very serious message. The content of it was, you have to repent. Should not boast by the fact that you are children of Abraham, as today we sometimes boast because we are the children of martyrs. We belong to an apostolic church, but where is the fruits seen in our lives? We should not be boasting in what our fathers have done, but we should also be eager and diligent in seeking him in a serious life. He was also serious in the way he conveyed the message. It was said about him that he was a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path is straight. A voice of one crying in the wilderness, like a lion roaring to the people. That's why always we see in the icon of Saint Mark, we see a lion sitting beside him. Why this example was given? Because Saint Mark opened his Bible, his gospel, telling us about St. John the Baptist, this lion who was roaring in the wilderness, warning all of us till the end of ages that we should prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. He was very serious in the content of the message and also was serious in the way he conveyed the message. St. John the Baptist was also an example of being serious in self-control. We hear about this man that these verses were said about him in the Gospel of St. Mark. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. Why, St. John, are you, St. John, is leading this harsh life? unless I will be able to control myself first, there is no way I can control whatever I am telling to the people. Unless I give myself an example in self-control, how can I ask others to do the same? Also, we hear about him saying and witnessing about the Lord that he must increase, but I must decrease. He was very serious in controlling himself, not to feel at any time that he is competing with the bridegroom. He came to prepare the ways, not to feel like who should increase and who should decrease. The answer was very clear in his mind. I came for a witness to the bridegroom. He should increase and I should or must decrease. All of those people who are serious with God, they are serious in self-control. If we assume that we are seeking God without self-control, we are not temperate in everything, there is no way we can reap anything. Saint John the Baptist was also serious in carrying the message to everyone. The tax collectors, when they came asking him, he answered them this way. Then tax collector also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than what is appointed for you." Likewise, the soldiers asked him, saying, "And what shall we do?" So he said to them, "Do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, and be content with your wages." He delivered the message to everyone, not differentiating between who is good, who is great, and who is like poor. He went to everyone with the same message. To the tax collectors, to the soldiers, there is no one Saint John the Baptist felt like he might be hesitant to confront with the reality. If you are doing something wrong, whatever your title is, you will hear the truth, even if this is going to offend you. If you are making money as the tax collectors by false ways, by cheating, by trading in things unlawful, you should hear the message from Saint John the Baptist. If you are like the soldiers, intimidating anyone and maybe putting people under pressure, then you should hear the message from Saint John the Baptist. He was serious in carrying the message to everyone without differentiation. He was also serious in confronting those who needed the rebuke. And look here, who was the one now is going to be rebuked by Saint John the Baptist. Because John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And who is Herod the king? And who is Herod the king? One of the cruel kings at that time. And this cruel king was afraid of Saint John the Baptist. He was not able to confront this person who looked very poor and very simple in his appearance. Why? Because Saint John was supported by the grace of God. He was serious in bringing the rebuke even to confront Herod the king. I'm not going to choose my words when I'm going to address the king. If you are now breaking the law, if you are under the judgment, then there is no king and there is no bigger. Everyone should be equal. Also, Saint John was an example and model of being serious in bearing the cross of the mission. It costed him everything to be serious in what he was doing. If you meditate on the life of Saint John the Baptist, where exactly you find personal life of Saint John the Baptist? Where exactly did he have the chance to do anything for himself, to live as anyone else? All his life he was crying in the wilderness, going after everyone with the message of repentance, and even till the point of sacrificing his life, "I will still be standing before Herod and saying it's unlawful for you." He bare the cross of the mission till the end, till he sacrificed his life. Today is a message for us while we are starting a new Coptic year. Be serious and be diligent in seeking the Lord. Unless we change our ways, we come to this point where we start things very seriously, there is no way we can reap anything. There is no way we can attain the kingdom. Saint John the Baptist is a model before all of us to learn from him how to be serious and diligent in our spiritual life. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.